Welcome to an introductory awareness through movement lesson. Awareness through movement is one facet of the Feldenkrais method. Usually it is taught as a group class where an instructor, licensed Feldenkrais practitioner, talks to participants through combinations of movements that are designed to improve coordination. As they improve coordination, they tend to alter or offer alternatives to long-held habits of movement. So let's begin. For this class, you need a chair and a comfortable place to sit where you'll be undisturbed for the duration of the lesson. Before you sit, walk around the room and just notice the width of your stride, the distance between your legs. If one foot seems to bear more weight than the other, if one leg moves forward easier than the other, is it your right leg or your left leg? Walk and just observe something in the room that you're walking in. See what level your eyes find in the room. What objects do they see? And then go to your chair and sit down. And as you sit, notice what part of your rump goes to the chair. Do you sit on those bones at the bottom of the pelvis called the ischii? Or do you round your back and sit way behind those two bones? Or does your back arch and you sit forward of those two bones? This is fundamental sensory information that the Feldenkrais method helps you keep track of, helps you understand how your overall posture can change in a simple lesson. Today's topic is going to be the functioning of your feet. So move yourself forward in your chair until your feet touch the ground and just observe or feel which parts of your feet actually touch the ground. Is it the heel? Is it the right side or the left side of your heel or the right side and left side of your foot? It's often that one foot has the outside and the other may have the inside. There are many, many combinations. The way people bear weight, some people bear more weight on the front of their feet or put more weight on their toes or their big toe or their little toe. Discover what you prefer to do with your right foot. Can you sense if your foot lifts up on the inside to form an arch? If you were walking on sand, what kind of imprint in the sand would your foot make? And then compare it to the left foot. Are they the same? Are they different? Do they even resemble each other? And in the beginning, we're going to work with our right foot. So just at the beginning, press the heel into the ground, into the floor underneath you. And sense, do you press the middle of the heel or more on the right side or more on the left? So many small press and release, press and release. Now, when you press down, do you feel something happening in your ankle or in your calf? And then deliberately press more on the right side of your heel. About 5-10 times, you press it, you release it, you feel more pressure on the outside edge of your right heel. And as you press and release, notice the reaction in the front of your foot, the ball of your foot, or in your toes. Now, fundamental to the Feldenkrais method is the concept that we move with all of ourselves, that anytime there's a movement, other parts of our you are involved. So continue to press the right side of the right heel and listen for a reaction in your pelvis, or your lower spine, your waistline. Your breathing, or your ribs, in your neck, or in your head or face. Pause. Pay attention to the quality of your contact with the floor now, and then start to press the left side of your heel into the floor. How does this travel into your ankle or your calf muscles or your shin? Is it fundamentally different than on the right side? Keep doing this softly, simply, gently, until you can feel the movement, the sensation travel through your calf, your knee, into your hip, into your back or belly, maybe into your rib cage, or maybe it changes the way you breathe. Or maybe you feel it in your neck or head. Then alternate. Press once the right side of your heel into the ground, release it once the left. And just go from the right to the left and repeat this several times. And observe what happens to your knee or your thigh. Do you feel it on the inside of your thigh more when you press on the right side or the left side? Then leave that alone and place an imaginary peg between the big toe and the second toe. And slowly lift your heel like you're peeling a piece of skin off an onion or a layer of an artichoke. Your heel lifts slowly and puts weight on the front of your foot. And then, since there's a peg, your heel moves a little bit to the right, and you put it down on the ground, and you press equally to the floor with the right side and the left side. Notice what you feel in your back or your ribs as you press both sides of your heel equally into the floor. And then slowly, slowly, slowly peel the heel off the floor. Remember the peg, swivel the heel to its starting point and put it down. Slowly again, lift it. Remember the peg and slide it, lift it, swivel it to the left and put it down on the ground. Observe if something happens in your calf muscle behind the knee or in your hip that you can feel. And then you lift it up again. You return it to its neutral. You put it down, lift it again, and swivel it to the right. Go from right to left a few more times. A few of you may be feeling something happening in the ribs under your shoulder blade or in your breathing. Let that alone, sit comfortably for a moment, and compare the right foot to the feeling of the left foot on the ground. Does one feel lighter or larger or smaller than the other? Then take your knee and move it a little bit forward and backward. The knee goes forward and backward. And feel what happens in your back around your waistline as your knee moves backward and forward. When a knee goes forward, which toe does it move over? The big toe, the first toe, second, third, fourth, or fifth? Can you move your knee, the middle of your knee, in the direction of each toe? So go from the big toe, the first, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, and then return the fifth, the fourth. Now, when you do this, can you do it with such simplicity and ease that you keep your heel on the ground? So it's just the knee, and you'll feel it in the hip. It's moving back and forth. And this sets up a reaction somewhere in your chest, somewhere in your ribs. And on the chair, you might be able to feel a slight movement and shift of your weight on the chair. Those big bones at the bottom of your pelvis, the sit bones, are reacting to the movement of the knee. Where do you feel that? Leave it alone. Rest a moment. When you're resting, pay attention to your mouth and your breathing and where your tongue is inside your mouth. Does one side of your mouth feel different than the other? And is there a relationship of the knee moving or the heel moving on the right side to what you're feeling? Let's explore that. Take your tongue inside your mouth and slide it inside your mouth just slightly to the right side and leave it there. And return to the peg between the big toe and the second toe. Keep the tongue to the right and move the heel, lift it, move it to the right and lower it. Lift it again, return it to the neutral. Lift it, return it to the left, lower it. All the time, keeping your tongue slightly off center to the right. Does that make it harder or easier for you to move your heel? Let the tongue return to neutral. Your foot rests and compare the feeling of the floor to the right foot and the floor to the left foot. Which side does the floor feel softer and smoother? Has it even changed? And examine the feeling inside your mouth. Does something feel different? Slide your tongue to the right and return it to that neutral place. Now slide your tongue slightly forward as it goes to the right. If necessary, part your lips and teeth a little. And every time you lift your tongue a little bit forward and to the right, lift the front of your foot. Lift the toes off the ground and put more weight on the middle of your heel. When the tongue is returning to neutral, lower the front of the foot. What do you feel happening in your neck or with your breathing when you pay attention to the tongue and your foot? Leave that alone. Lift the front of the foot, the toes, by themselves. So when the toes lift off the ground, some of them will be harder and some will be easier to lift. Is it easier to lift the big toe by itself or the little toe? The second toe or the fourth toe? Now return to bringing the knee forward. Is it easier to move, or the same, to move the knee forward in the direction of the big toe, between the big toe and the second toe, towards the second toe, third, fourth, fifth? So the knee moves forward and backward. And again, pay attention to your tongue. Each time your knee moves forward over one of your toes, slide the tongue a little bit to the right and a little bit forward. Little bit to the right and a little bit forward. The knee goes back, your tongue returns to neutral. Now, it seems odd for many people to pair the tongue and the foot or the knee, but somehow this affects all of you. So sit back, take a rest, and observe the difference in the way you sit What happened to your posture, to your way of being in the chair? Is there a different shape at your waistline or in your ribs? Or did something relax and let go in your shoulders or your neck? What do you feel now? And then try lifting the heel again and putting weight on the ball of your foot. Is it easier at the ankle to lift and articulate all the bones in your feet? They may or may not. Now sit back and compare the feeling between the right side of you and the left side of you. This is a common technique within the Feldenkrais method to compare one side to the other, to alert your brain and your nervous system to sense differences. Because when a nervous system feels change, it has an opportunity to move differently, to compare. So compare the feeling on the right side of your buttock to the left, the feeling in the rib cage on the right to the left. Which ribs have an easier time moving with each inhalation or each exhalation? Sit and look around the room. Are you looking at the same objects in the room, or are you looking at objects that are higher or lower? And slowly raise your eyes to look at the ceiling and notice if you bend your ribs or your spine easier on the right side or the left side. And then take your left foot and lift the left heel. Place the imaginary peg between the big toe and the second toe and lift the left heel. When you put it down, put the left outside edge of the left heel down with greater pressure, and then let go and lift it again. Raise and lower. Now lift the inside edge of the left heel. And observe if you feel anything happening, the level of your neck, or under your armpits, or between the spine, between the shoulder blades. Lift the heel, the left heel, lift it, put it down, lift it, and then put it down with greater pressure on the other edge of the heel. Do that a few times. Observe, listen for any change in your waistline or your breathing. And then swivel, lift the heel and swivel it around that imaginary peg between your big toe and your second toe. Feel what happens in your knee, or your calf, or your hip. Leave that alone and switch your attention to your knee and direct your left knee over your left big toe, your left second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. So you direct the knee forward and you return it, and then you bring it forward towards the next toe, back and forth a few times. Is it easier to move and drive your left hip forward or backward? It's not uncommon for people to have one hip that they is stiffer than the other, that they use more for extension and the other more for flexion. So feel what you do. And then pause, rest. Maybe sit back in the chair. Feel the difference in the shape of your spine or the length of your inhalation or the length of your exhalation. Feel inside your mouth. Is something different? We only work the left side for a very short amount of time. But did something happen inside your mouth, inside your tongue? Shift the back of your tongue a little bit to the left and slide it forward and return it. Then slide it forward and to the right, and then return it to its beginning resting place, its neutral place. And compare, is it easier to move it to the right or to the left? And then slide it forward in the middle. And sense if something happens in your neck or in your spine, just at the level of your shoulders. Then with your tongue in the middle, press both heels into the floor and let the tongue slide back as your heels release and go to neutral. Leave this alone. Sit in the chair. Is the chair suddenly more comfortable than it was when we began? Sit for a moment. After sensing how your feet rest their weight on the ground, their contact, stand up, walk around, and feel if there's a change in the way you walk, the distance between your legs with each stride, the push off, the lift, and then look at the room. And see, are your eyes searching for the same level in the room, the same objects? Or did you find that you're looking higher or lower than your normal? And thank you. This is a very short, simple Feldenkrais lesson based on how your feet function. And thank you for listening.